All right, how to get Facebook groups to get clients. So this is really amazing because it's free and it's a very ninja strategy. So the idea behind a Facebook group is to create an ever-growing community which will help you get clients on a regular basis. A vibrant Facebook group will act as a hub for information delivery, engaging discussion, social proof, and effortless persuasion. And the best part about Facebook groups is that they allow you to get exposure for free, no need to pay for ads. You just need to be resourceful to get your group off the ground. So, step number one, search for Facebook groups that are related to your market. Join them, get to know what your target market is talking about. This will ensure that the content you create in your own group will resonate with your audience. And then step number two, create your own group with a super clear and specific name. For example, a name like Facebook Advertising Warriors makes it clear that the group is for only for those who are interested in learning about Facebook ads. So make it very clear and specific to what exactly they'll be looking for. Create your group cover image with your group name, logo, and rules in the design. Okay, and you can do that via Canva. You can look up YouTube tutorials on how to do it. It gives a little bit of a professional feel to the whole thing. You can look at Fiverr for that too as well. Step four, promote your group by sending an email to your list, posting about it in your Facebook timeline, etc., etc. There will be many people in your email list, Facebook friends group who want to be a part, who want to join your group and take part in discussions. Step five, admittance guidelines. Check profiles if legit before accepting. Check their about section. Pin your rules on top of the group. Punish by deleting those who break the rules. And don't add people who are in 100 plus groups. Okay, that's a very, very big one. Your group must be of a certain demographic and don't deviate by accepting anyone outside of that. How to monetize your Facebook group. This is really huge stuff. So here's the strategy for monetization. You agitate with authority, you see who needs help, you engage with them, and then you call them and enroll them. And you should be doing this for 20 to 30 minutes or so per day. And here's exactly how it works. So when you agitate with authority, what you're doing is you're posting a little bit of content, whether it's a video, whether it's a training, whether it's a 3-minute video on how we got 10 leads on Facebook or whatever it is. Then you see who needs help and you get them to raise their hand. You engage with them, you message them or whatever, and then you call them up and enroll them and you get them into your program, whatever it is. So post 3 to 4 times a week and use the problem, agitate, and solve solution for this. And we've talked about this in other certifications as well, but it's PAS. So remember PAS, you bring up the problem, you agitate it, you talk about how much it sucks, and then you solve the problem. So always use an image and always have a specific call to action. Comment below if you've experienced the same thing, or comment below if you've had the same frustration. And then like and reply to every comment and reward engagement, thanking people. Okay, so post types. Problem, agitate, solve. Client success screenshots are great, and then interviewing with clients, those are great as well. Challenges, polls, new programs, projects with limited spots, busting myths and wrong thinking, all of those work great. So share your heaven, your success, and share memes, the funny side of life. I mean, be fun. Be the more fun that you're having, the more happy you appear. People love that kind of stuff. People absolutely eat it up, and it shows that you're not insecure. It shows that you're a normal person and not just somebody who's trying to steal their money. So post a call to action. You always have to tell people what to do and do not wait for people to take action. So you end the post with questions/orders. You invite them to private message you. Then you invite to book a call and leave a comment or share. So any of those and all of those are good calls to action. And then when someone asks a question, you always want to like it and then respond to it right away. Or you can say, hey, can you PM me? Can you private message me? I need to know a little bit more about that, and then I'll be able to kind of message you back. And that's a really ninja thing. So if a group member bitches or complains about something, right, you just warn them, and if they persist, you ban them, or you can just ban them right away. Either way, that's fine. So if someone posts something that's incorrect, Use this as an opportunity to bust a myth and educate others in a nice way and in an empathetic way. Say, hey, I see where you're coming from on that, and I've got a lot of training in this specific field or in this specific thing. And can I just give you a little coaching on that? Here's what I've learned over the years, and I think that this is right. So if somebody is hunting your group members to sell them offers, ban them immediately. No mercy whatsoever. So to sum it all up, Facebook groups can be a very powerful source to generate a steady stream of clients. Once your group reaches a critical mass, it will start rapidly growing on its own, thus helping you get more exposure, more leads, and ultimately a lot more clients for free.